Our next woman of achievement is being honored in the area of health advocacy. She is Valita Keys. Valita is the founder, and I'd like to read these words, unpaid executive director of Valita's Hope. Congratulations, my dear.
Thank you.
Well, this is so special, this is so special for a lot of reasons, and one of them is that you took what you were facing and turned it into this incredible charity. You are a two-time breast cancer survivor. Take me back to the first time you were diagnosed. How old were you, and how did you get the news that you had breast cancer?
I was 37 years old when I got the first call. I was just making it home from work. It was about 4:30 in the evening, and I got the call that I have breast cancer, and I needed to contact them first thing in the morning.
And what did that do to your emotions at the moment?
I was outdone. I was very devastated, very hurt, very lost. I called my husband, and he just said, "We're going to get through this." And I called my aunt and my mom, my sisters, and a couple of friends came over and just kind of helped me through the night and through the evening, rest of the evening, and that was that.
And you made it through that. You made it through the treatment, and then it returns a second time. How long time later, how much time it had passed before you get another diagnosis?
It was exactly 1 year and 5 days.
Oh.
That I was diagnosed again in the opposite breast, and I was told by my medical oncologist to basically come see her at 3:00. And when I got there, me and my husband and my aunt, my mom, she told me that the tamoxifen didn't work for you. I need to go home and throw it away. And that with the gene mutation I have, the BRCA2 gene mutation that I have, I need to get my breast removed or look at a third cancer, and it could possibly be caught late.
So that is even shocking for me to hear. So you then have to have this conversation and go through this whole thought process of, they're telling me that I have to have a double mastectomy.
A double mastectomy, and I wasn't even quite done with dealing with the first cancer. And then to get the second diagnosis within 1 year and 5 days, I was at this point mad. I was angry. And I just started taking 1 second at a time. I no longer took a day at a time. I just started taking 1 second at a time.
And you have it. Do you have the double mastectomy?
Yes, I had both breasts removed, like I said, because of the gene mutation and the diagnosis coming so early in between one another.
How difficult was that to get through?
That was one of the worst things in my life. Matter of fact, it was the worst thing that has happened to me. Having both breasts removed. I mean, I wanted my breasts, but I couldn't have them. And I just couldn't imagine not having them, but that's something that I had to do for me, my body, my family. And I managed to get through it, along with 7 surgeries.
7 surgeries.
7 surgeries.
Now, how long ago was this now? Because you're working. You've created a nonprofit, so you more than survived it. How long ago was that?
Let's see. The last surgery was in 2013. So 6 years ago was the last surgery. I was diagnosed in 2010 and 2011. But while I was hurting, I was also helping other women to get through what they needed to get through.
That was, you've led me beautifully into my next question. Thank you, Valita. And that is, I seem to recall, because I've known about, because I've stalked you on Facebook, as you well know, I've known about Veleda's Hope for a long time, and I seem to recall that it was founded in the midst of your own treatment.
Oh, yes. It was founded within my own treatment. I was going back and forth and having surgeries. I even had a conference to bring awareness to the community because I had so many women that looked like me, and they just couldn't believe that I had breast cancer and, you know, actually what it looks like. So 2012, I had my first conference, paid for it on my own monies, and we had over 120 guests there, prominent physicians, Dr. Lannis Hall, Dr. Melvin Macklin, Jovita Arori, and we've been having the conferences every year. This will be our eighth year now.
And you was this? This is in the midst of seven surgeries.
This is in the midst of seven surgeries. So from 2010 through 2014, I've had like two surgeries a year, two to three surgeries a year.
And the year that Veleda's Hope came into being was what year?
2013.
And
we just turned 6 years old.
What was the goal initially for Veleda's Hope, and has that goal changed over the years?
Well, the goal for Veleda's Hope was really to keep my family informed about the latest research and make sure women that undergo a double mastectomy get a recliner once they come home from such a traumatic surgery within 24 hours. And we've met our goal. You know, we get phone calls and we are at women's doorsteps within 24 hours within them being discharged from the hospital.
And why a recliner?
Well, a recliner helps you heal. It helps you become comfortable when you come home from the double mastectomy. You're coming home with like four drains, at least 2 to 4 drains, and there's no way you can really get comfortable in your bed with drains in front of your body. So once I got in my recliner, I said, Lord, I want to be able to give recliners away to women that undergo a double mastectomy, because if it had not been for the recliner that I slept in 2.5 years off and on due to the surgeries, I wouldn't be here today, because the recliners really helped me just heal, relax, recline, and just heal from the surgeries.
And so you started out, which is amazing to me. I just can't imagine the logistics of within 24 hours getting a recliner to a woman who's coming home from a double mastectomy. The logistics of that, I can just imagine how difficult and how what kind of fine-tuned machine you have in place to get that done.
Exactly. It's like I said, we try to get them within 24 to 72 hours, no later than that. But as soon as they call us and saying they're on their way home, we're headed out to deliver the recliner so that woman can rest and recline and heal.
You mentioned women who look like me, women who look like us, I should say. Why is that important for you?
It's so important because we as black women, we are dying right here in St. Louis, Missouri at an alarming rate. The statistics says that we're number 2 in the United States where women are dying at an alarming rate. So I just can't give up. I have to bring awareness where I can, when I can, and however I can.
And so the recliners being delivered so quickly is one thing that Veleda's Hope does for breast cancer survivors. The other mammograms, emotional therapy. Talk to me about the other things you've been doing over these 6 or 7 years.
Well, one other thing we do is we do the mammogram Mondays, and we, without fail, we remind women that are age 40 and over to get their mammograms, to make appointments, to keep their appointments, if they need to reschedule the appointment. So we do that for 52 weeks in a year without fail. We have, like I said, the Pink and Pearls luncheon that we do every October, third week in October at the Hilton Frontenac. And we also have the Girls Fit Night where we bring teenagers to Nordstrom and they can get fitted for a bra. They They can learn how to wear the bra, and then we also bring awareness to them as well when they're getting fitted for their bras. And then one other thing that we do is the Chew Chat and support. We bring all of our clients, survivors together in one so that they can just share their journey.
What has this meant for you over these years? And I imagine, I hate to ask a two-sided question here, but I imagine that it has helped in your healing in some way.
It has definitely helped in my healing. Telling my story is healing. So I can say that it's healing, it's emotional, and I just want women to win, you know, after they've been diagnosed, because it's not a good feeling to get that phone call. And we all have gotten that phone call. The breast cancer survivors, we've gotten that phone call, and it's just an interruption of life.
What have you heard from some of the women that you have helped about what it has meant to them to get the resources, the service, the attention of Alita's Hope?
Well, I mean, all of them have said, you know, basically, how did you come up with this? And it takes a mastermind to do this. And, you know, thank you so much. I'm always getting emails and calls. I mean, I talk to women at 11, 12 o'clock at night to maybe 1 because they're trying to figure out how this procedure is going to go and what do you do, what do you say, what question do you ask. So with that, I've been writing a book, and the book is now out. So anybody can get the book on Amazon to learn exactly how I got through breast cancer.
And the title is?
My Strength is Your Strength.
You know, I always ask, and KMYX has been involved with Women of Achievement for over 50 years, and I have been involved for about 15, and so I always ask women why they did what they did, and then for them to give encouragement to others, because a lot of people feel like, I can't volunteer, I don't have the resources, I don't have the time, I don't have the talent, the expertise. So talk to people who, I mean, there are a lot of women who go through breast cancer, but they don't start nonprofits.
Right.
What's your encouragement to people?
I want to encourage anybody, women, men, teenagers, to, you know, go for your passion. What hurts you may help another person. So I just want to encourage women to get their mammograms. I want women to not be afraid to go for their passion, and we can't look at the money. We have to look at the lives that we're changing. So that's pretty much it. I just want to encourage whoever is listening to be you and do you and go for what's in your heart and just start. So it seems like when you start, that's when people that see your passion and see your consistency, they want to help.
What was your reaction when you found out that you were going to be honored as a Woman of Achievement?
I was really surprised. And then to learn that it was 100 nominees and I was chosen, it really did something to me. It just solidified that I'm doing the right thing, I'm on the right track, and just keep going.
Well, congratulations to you, Valita. And I know your work is not finished. You have, there, because there are more women who need you.
Thank you.